Welcome to Hope is Here. Recently, I got to go to Austin, Texas, and spend the weekend with my youngest brother, Darren. Darren is the associate head basketball coach at the University of Texas, and we were fortunate enough to be given an all-access pass to the game that day. And, you know, it was so cool because it was on a lanyard, and we could wear that, and we could go anywhere in the arena that we wanted to. And so, honestly, you know, kind of walked around, my head up high, kind of thought, you know, I'm kind of somebody for about 3 hours today. And it was just great to be able to have all access to everywhere in the arena, even go in the locker room, and just be able to enjoy all of the amenities of the basketball arena there in Austin, Texas, for the University of Texas. And, you know, when I got home from that trip on Sunday night, I started unpacking my suitcase. I had that pass there, that all-access pass, and, you know, it just really kind of hit me as I reflected on what a great weekend it was and how great it was to have that all-access pass, that as followers of Jesus, we also have all access to God because of the Holy Spirit living in us. And, friends, obviously I don't have all-access passes to every one of Texas's basketball games, but the great news today is that as a follower of Jesus, you do, and I do. We have all access to God because of what Jesus did when he died on the cross. And, of course, I had the all-access Texas basketball pass because my brother, which we're family, is a part of the Texas basketball family, and so he was able to get me issued that pass for one game. Well, if you're a follower of Jesus, you're part of God's family. And you have all access to God. And yet, I think so many times that I get guilty and just not remembering all the access, the privilege that I've been given as a follower of Jesus, that I can talk to the very one that gave me breath today. And friends, life is hard and we get busy and we lose hope. But friends, when we realize that we have been given all access to God, through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ and the gift of the Holy Spirit, man, we are so blessed. And for some of you listening right now, you may be asking, what is the Holy Spirit? For others, you've been going to church most of your life, and really, most of the times, I know I didn't growing up, you've never heard a sermon on the Holy Spirit. If you grew up in the Baptist church, a lot of times they call it the Holy Ghost. I mean, it kind of freaks people out a little bit when you talk about the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit. And yet, I want to share with you how Jesus explained that. Jesus was talking to the disciples. These were the 12 guys who left everything to follow Jesus. And they had been following him almost 3 years by this point. And now Jesus is letting them know that, you know, he's going to be leaving soon, but that they won't be alone because he is leaving behind the Holy Spirit that will be there to guide them and direct them in the things that he would have done if he was still there. And so in John chapter 14, verse 15, Jesus says, "If you love me, obey my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate who will never leave you. He is the Holy Spirit who leads into all truth. The world cannot receive him because it isn't looking for him and doesn't recognize him. But you know him because he lives with you now and later will be in you. No, I will not abandon you as orphans. I will come to you." Jesus went on to say in verse 19, soon the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Since I live, you will also live. When I am raised to life again, you will know that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Those who accept my commandments and obey them are the ones who love me. And because they love me, my Father will love them, and I will love them and reveal myself to each of them. You know, friends, it's so comforting to know that Jesus, the same thing that was written over 2,000 years ago, is still true for us today as followers of Jesus. And in that, when he starts to share with them about leaving and the Holy Spirit, and he says, the Father will give you, talking about God, another advocate. Some translations use the word instead of advocate, a helper, a comforter, a counselor, or a strengthener. The Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my place. And friends, I don't know what you need in your life today, what you need God to be in your life, what you need Jesus through the Holy Spirit to be. Your helper, your comforter, your counselor, or your strengthener. But the good news is that God will meet you through the Holy Spirit right where you are. And I know that some of you, you're lonely. I mean, I know a lot of people that listen, they're single, they live by themselves. It may be because of a divorce, or their spouse has died, or others are single because of choice or by other circumstances. Yet I also know people who are married, and even though they are not physically alone, they are very lonely because there is no relationship with their spouse emotionally, sexually, spiritually anymore. And I want to remind you today, if you're lonely, whether you're single or married, that you can cry out to the Holy Spirit today to help you and feel that lonely feeling that you have in your heart. Friends, I've done that at different seasons of my life, both during being single and when I was married. And I've done it with tears rolling down my cheeks sometimes. And I remember one time after I went through my divorce, I was living in my little one-bedroom apartment several years ago, and I started to turn on the TV. I was really hurting, feeling just really extremely lonely on a Sunday night. And yet, I just felt like God said, don't go to the TV and numb this pain or feeling. Just talk to me about it. And so I did. I just started telling the Lord, you know, I never dreamed I wouldn't be married and gone through a divorce and don't have kids. And here I am, 36 years old. I'm like, Lord, you know, why? I don't understand, and I'm hurting so bad, and tears are just flowing down my face. And yet, I just felt God's presence in a very powerful way, and felt like he put his arms around me, and just was like, I understand, and I hurt because you hurt. And we're going to get through this. And Greg, you know that Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. But in all your ways, Greg, acknowledge me, and I'll direct your paths and make them straight. And I remember Psalm 28:7 just came to my mind. It said, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in you, Lord, and I am helped. In Romans 8:28, all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. And I can just remember as I've read that verse and heard preachers speak on it that, you know, it doesn't say some things, doesn't say most things. It says all things work together. And so it just gave me tremendous peace. And then like about 5 minutes later, my phone rang and a friend of mine said, you know, I was just thinking about you. I just wanted to call and check in on you, see how you're doing. So friends, I say that to you to say, encourage you and just remind you that if you put God first in whatever situation you're dealing with in your life, something maybe you've just lost hope on, whatever it is, a financial situation, a marriage, a job situation, a situation with one of your children, siblings, I mean, friendships, coworkers, I mean, the list, somebody at church, the list goes on and on of places where there are challenges in our lives. But as you cry out to the Lord and the Holy Spirit and ask him to help you, he will do that. He will show up. And it's a beautiful thing when you know that you have access to God. And I want to just remind you that, you know, we make prayer too complicated sometimes. I think the best way to describe prayer, at least to me, is it's just a conversation between you and God. But it's two ways. It's great to talk, and God's a great listener. But friends, we also need to listen. And turn the TV off and our cell phone off or the radio or whatever it is. And social media, and I love social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. But, you know, just turn off that ding where it lets you know that somebody's trying to contact you. And talk to God about what's going on and ask the Holy Spirit to give you comfort but to give you wisdom also. And then listen. I heard somebody say a long time ago, and I've never gotten it. You know, it's kind of interesting. God gave us two ears and one mouth. Maybe he's trying to tell us that we should listen twice as much as we speak. Oh, that hurts, doesn't it? Ouch. But it's true, isn't it? And there's what the old, you get Chinese cookies sometimes. If you at a Chinese restaurant, they bring you the cookie and you break it open and it says, you know, he who is quiet is considered wise. If he opens his mouth, people know you're not wise. I'm paraphrasing that, of course, but you get the point. You remove all doubt whether you have wisdom if you talk all the time. And some people, they do. They just love to talk because they think they've got all the wisdom, and you may have it. But I just want to encourage you to be a good listener today. Just listen and ask God to speak through other people to you, and you'll be amazed what God will teach you and what you can learn. And I want to remind you as we wrap up the program here, you just got a couple of minutes. You know, I started off about the all-access basketball pass where I could go. Well, you have all access to God. And if you've got to go into a meeting or a conversation today with somebody and you're really kind of nervous about it and just feel overwhelmed, I want to remind you that if you're a follower of Jesus, that you have three people going with you into that conversation. You have your Heavenly Father, which is God. You have Jesus, the Son. And you have the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, the Helper, the Counselor, the Strengthener with you. And God clearly spoke that to me several years ago before I had to go have a meeting with somebody. And I was meeting with two other people, so I kind of felt outnumbered. And yet just felt as I was praying, God said, you know, you're not just you. It's not just me. There's three of us. So really there was four on two, if you want to put it in numerical terms. And it just gave me peace and strength and confidence when I went in and when I sat down and I was waiting for those two, the two people I had to meet with. I just said, thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you, Holy Spirit, for being here. And so for some of you today, maybe that's the simple prayer you need to have before you make a phone call, before you go to meet with somebody, whether it's business or a personal relationship, and realize that you're not by yourself, that you have all access to God because of Jesus and the gift of the Holy Spirit. And it's something we have to do on a constant basis. And a lot of times we drown out the Holy Spirit. It can't speak to us, and we lose some of our access to God, not because God doesn't want to give it to us, but because we neglect it, and we do what the Bible calls quenching the Spirit because of being so busy. And there's a lot of good things going on out there, and a lot of them involve doing things for God. But you know what? I think sometimes if we would slow down and listen, maybe some of the most powerful word for some of you could use right now is just when somebody asks you to do is just say, no. And I don't mean to say it that bluntly, but just say, you know, I can't do that right now, but let me look at my schedule. Let me pray about it and take 24 hours before you commit to making an obligation. There's a lot of good things out there, but are they God things? Are there things that God wants you to do for your one and only life? And you may have felt like you've lost all access to God. But friends, I've got news for you. God hasn't moved. He's still there. The Bible tells us in Hebrews, the book of Hebrews, that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And the Bible tells us that God will never leave us or forsake us. But friends, we've got to spend time with him, and we've got to ask the Holy Spirit to be a part of our everyday, ordinary life. And he will help you and bless you in more ways than you can ever imagine. I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
Taking care of Central Kentucky's floral needs for over 25 years, Creations by Karen features floral arrangements for every occasion, from anniversaries, corsages, Valentine's Day, as well as birthday gifts. You can count on Creations by Karen to deliver beautiful anniversary flowers, new baby gifts, bridal arrangements, or sympathy flowers. Contact them today at creationswithak@karen.net. That's creations-by-karen.net.